get Cindy Lauper for you time after time. Last 18 minutes or so left at this agency. We've played this nowhere. I'm trying to read the clock and I'm struggling for some reason. Eh?
Just over 15 minutes.
Struggle with analog. Hoeveel?
Just over 15 minutes.
Okay. Dis nie 'n lang arm en 'n kort arm
nee,
het, nie, weet ek nie.
Nommers.
Sportsielkundige Dr. Henning Gericke is by ons. Hy het gewerk met die bokke, met Bafana Bafana, met die swemspan, met die Proteas, allemaal. Ek wil net jou specifiek met Cameron Vandenberg, that you've worked with. And we know how well he's done. Now, what are you... please explain to me how the process works of taking someone with talent and turning them into an Olympic champion.
Yeah, Rian, I remember quite well the first session I had with him. I asked him, what is the picture you want to see? And I actually brought him the gold medal of the Olympics 2012 already, what he's going to receive. And I did exactly the same with the box. I did it. I showed them the first session. He phoned me and said, hey, I want to come and see you. So I got a picture of already the gold medal, how's it going to look, because it was 2011, the year before. And the first session I saw him, I gave him that picture and said, that's what we're working. From the top down, what are we going to do every day? How we? And I did exactly the same with the box. You know, my mother actually gave me that suggestion, that famous picture of Francois Pienaar and Nelson Mandela holding the cup. I took the picture out of Francois Pienaar and I put it in every player, Victor Matfield, the Brian Albana, and I gave it to them 3 weeks before the final, and underneath I wrote, see it, believe it, achieve it. So Victor's picture with President Mandela holding the cup already. So I believe, and that's the first step I did with him, to see the picture. You know, I always say, Rian, when I work with people, I'm going to help you, and it's not that I'm this expert and know everything. We're going to write a great story for you. And that's what life is about. Can you help people write great stories? And that's what you guys are doing every day. And what is your story? And you know, it's an interesting thing about life. Think about the Olympic champions the last few years. They all had backstories. I call it backstories. Something that didn't go well with them. And your own life as well. Think about your own backstory. Caster Semenya, it wasn't easy for her, but to use that backstory to make her better. Cameron van der Berg wasn't good in school. He had hyperactive and he couldn't concentrate. He had attention deficit. And he used those negatives to challenge him, and exactly the same. So I started working with him. And then actually my wife, just I remember very well, before a month before he left for the Olympic Games, we gave him a ring. She actually gave me that suggestion. And inside the ring, I wrote to him, Chai Energy. And Chai Energy means exactly what we spoke about before. And it's not just for rugby players or swimmers. That's for you and me and every day to living. You need different kinds of energy. You need passion, you need composure, you need passion, you need to go out and want the determination, but you need composure and calmness as well. If you've got those energies together, if you're just psyched up, but you haven't got composure and calmness, and that's what happened to our cricketers as well. And I gave him that ring as a trigger. I said, this is going to be your trigger. So there's going to come a time that you want to push and you're going to doubt yourself. I call it winning the inner battles. All of us have got inner battles. Nobody can say they haven't got fears here or worries. But the stuff of champions, they can challenge their inner battles. Inner battles. If you go to work and you're worried about facing your boss, or you need to face your inner battle. So that ring was Cameron's trigger to say. And the night before, he actually phoned me because I couldn't get into the Olympic Village. Now, South Africans, we just the coaches. And he phoned me and said, Henning, that was his words. He said, Henning, I'm worried. I won the semi-final, but I don't know if I can get on that same level tomorrow for the final.
Sure.
And what I told him actually was, Cameron, now is the time to use this ring as well and say, because I've got a saying, powerful meanings create powerful experiences. Powerful meaning. So if you put a meaning in, I'm worried, I'm scared, your experience is not going to be good. And I told him, can you create a powerful experience? And he said, Henang, yes, let's talk about it. I said, you worked 4 years for this. Go and embrace it. Go and enjoy it. You'll see people there. You're going to grab this moment. You're going to feel that's where I belong. He said, this is my meaning. And we put that powerful meaning into that. And the next day, he won the gold medal and he broke the world record. So that was a great experience.